Moshe Peretz Man asks, is it an ayin hara to use restrooms made for the handicapped and elderly? You're probably referring to the fact that the Mishnah in the end of Peah, the end of the 8th chapter of Peah, says that anyone who is not blind or crippled and makes himself look like he's blind or crippled will not leave the world before he becomes blind or crippled. Now, first of all, being elderly is not a blemish. Just the opposite. We all hope that one day we become elderly. So, using the place a restroom for the elderly is not an ayin hara for sure. Now, using a restroom for the handicapped may fit into this thing of not being handicapped and using facilities that are made specifically for the handicapped. However, most Mefarshim learn that the idea is that you are pretending that you are handicapped in order to get mercy so people will give you money for charity. This obviously doesn't apply here. Another one of the Mefarshim says that since a person makes believe that he's handicapped, in the future God will make him handicapped so people will know who he is. And others say that it's a Chil Hashem that's involved here, because the fact that people are healthy or whatever is an honor to God, and when people are not well, people have questions or whatever and question God, and by making oneself look handicapped, he is making people have questions on the Rabbanu Shalom. In any case, but obviously in the situation where you're only using the restroom, nobody thinks that you are handicapped, so that doesn't apply at all. There is such an idea of not using crutches or if you don't need them because of an ayin hara, but I don't think that really would apply to using restrooms which would not make you look like you're handicapped altogether.